Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
We made it out. That was scary. I cannot hear you. Where is your volume, mister?
Can you see? Are you there?
Oh, now I can. Now I can hear you.
This
is
going to be a very bad show. This is going to be a very bad show.
Because we're back. Because we're back.
Because we are back. Holy smokes, man. Restream is tweaking out on me, like hard.
You need a new machine.
I don't think it's me this time. I think it's Restream. So I was going to bring it up just to see if I could jinx life. Oh, by the way, you're listening to the PHP podcast. I'm Eric. That's John. We run PHP Architect. Join us on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/PHPArch. Join the live show in our Discord at discord.phparch.com. And thanks to our sponsors who we're going to talk about throughout the day. Because John said one thing, then he put something else in chat, and my system is tweaking out, and I don't know what is what anymore. So just thanks to all our partners at PHP Arch. We'll talk about you a little later. Maybe. We'll see. Things seem to happen a lot here. I was going to mention, John, if you've been listening to the show, everybody knows the trouble I have been having with my system, where it will just spontaneously, it doesn't actually drop. Like, I can see everybody and I can hear everybody, but nobody can hear or see me. Occasionally it'll drop, occasionally, but not often. Like, most of the times I'm still seeing and hearing people. This has been going on for weeks. And John keeps saying, I think it's time for us to refresh our machines. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, we just got these. Like, we just got these. No, I'm not refreshing my machine.
It's
so
a few years.
It has been a few years. You're right. But when we got back from our trip to Pittsburgh, so we went to Pittsburgh this past weekend.
And you tried to leave your machine in an airport again? So you had an excuse to buy
Jesus, one? I will never live that one down, will I, ever. Now, I'm not going to bring up how many headphones that John's left on planes and stuff. He's probably left enough to cost us a laptop, but no, it's me and my laptop. That was a big mess up, though. So when we got back from Pittsburgh, a NorCal kid calls me and says, hey, I'm having a problem with my computer. I'm like, I'm connected to my Wi-Fi. It says I'm connected to my Wi-Fi, but it won't do anything. Like, it won't go to any web pages or anything like that. So I'm doing some troubleshooting with them, and I get them to, I tell them, like, well, listen, open up command line, type in this command, ping space google.com. And I was expecting it to come back and for it to come back saying unreachable, because I already had it in my head. I bet you they're having a DNS issue. This sounds like a DNS issue. So as they're typing it in, I'm pulling up my computer. Because I always forget, like, what the DNSs are for Google. I know it's like 444 and or 888 and 8844 or something like that. I always forget, right? So I'm pulling up my DNS stuff, and my DNS isn't set. It's only set to my default router, which I don't even know what that's set to. So I'm like, well, crap, my DNS isn't set in my own computer. So I manually set it. I also include Cloudflare's 1.1.1.4.1s.
Yeah.
So I put them all in there, and all week long, John, all week, I've been in and out of meetings all week. Not one issue. Not really? One issue the entire week. Yeah.
But DNS wouldn't have anything to do with your dropping midstream.
Nothing really? Seemed to have to do with it. And it only happened when I was streaming, like on video Zoom calls or Slack cuddles or here on Restream. It's the only time I was having problem. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying I haven't had a problem. So
computers are stupid. Yeah. I need to retire and not do computer stuff anymore.
I am with you, man. I think you and I need to start up a landscaping company, be outside all day, or a pool cleaning business. Yeah, I see. Be outside all day, you know, cleaning pools. you know.
Yeah. And then they falling in once in a while.
Manager of a pool cleaning company. What?
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about. Or start up a little restaurant business franchise or a ninja franchise. There
that
you go.
This happened. No.
It did
no.
just happen. The code Lorax, Holly's asking if you use Tailscale with an exit node. We use Tailscale. I don't use an exit node, but do you?
I don't use the exit node either, although I've been tempted to give it a try, but I don't use it.
Thank you. My wife is awesome and brought me an iced coffee.
Jeez. Excuse me.
With a cute little heart straw. Look at that.
So, all right. So everything I just said about DNS, John, forget it.
Yep. God. Hey, thanks, Jeffrey. Reminding people to like and subscribe on YouTube. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
So did you find out what was happening with their computer? Was it DNS?
No, they pinged it, returned. I'm like, all right, that doesn't make any sense. And then they said, okay, that fixed it. I'm like, no, it didn't fix it. Like, ping doesn't fix anything. Like, no, it's working. I'm like, no, wait, it can't be working. No, you got it. It fixed. No, it didn't. And of course, you know, the geek in me, like, I really want to figure out what the hell happened, but
it's always because you show up or you're right next when my wife's having trouble with her computer. It's because I walk out and I'm standing there. It's all of a sudden working. Drives her crazy.
Yep.
She's like, why? Same it doesn't way, make
it
sense.
It drives her crazy. Yeah, it drives my wife crazy as well. She's like, oh, are you kidding me right now? So, yeah. All right.
So we've been gone for a couple of weeks. Yep. Been gone for a couple of weeks. Should we talk about why we were gone? We weren't together, unfortunately. That would have been fun.
We were not. Unfortunately. Oh, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately. That's fine.
I mean, it was just two different things. I did an amazing road trip with my family. We had such a good time, visited lots of national parks and did some awesome hikes. And we rode our bikes across the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, just lots of fun things. And we
did you reach out to Evan while you were there and say, hey, we're in San Francisco?
No, I did not.
You're a terrible, terrible person.
I'm there for like 24 hours. We already had things we were doing.
I was there for 8 hours and I met up with Frank and we repaired his kitchen sink. What the hell? None of that's true. We were there for a couple days, but we did meet Frank for dinner or lunch.
No, we had the things we were doing. It was bike across the bridge, Alcatraz tour, and then pretty much head out. It was a really quick turnaround. And then extended our travel by going to Universal Studios at the end.
Just saying, just call them up, say, hey, we're going to be here. If you're not busy, I'd like to see you, but no, it's fine. No, sorry. I understand why nobody likes you now. No.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Yeah. And like I said, we just got back from, so that's why we were gone the first week. Second week was my fault because we had gone to Pittsburgh for the niece's graduation party. Graduated high school, going on to college. So that was fun. I love Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh itself is such a beautiful area. We weren't actually in Pittsburgh. We were in West Virginia. Less beautiful, less enjoyable. But I could really see spending some time in Pittsburgh. That's one of those, like, it reminds me a lot of San Diego in the sense, my dad was in San Diego, I guess when he was in the Naval Academy, not Naval Academy, but in Naval training, whatever. And when I told him we were moved to San Diego, he was like, why? Like, that place is a dump. Like, you might think it's nice, but it's not nice. And of course, we're here. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. This place is beautiful. So he comes out and visits and says, wow, this is not the San Diego I remember. Like, this is nothing like it used to be. He's like, yeah, this is a really nice area. And I think Pittsburgh has had that sort of transformation. Like, I remember first going to Pittsburgh thinking, God damn, this is a, you know, lonely looking city. Like, it just didn't, I mean, they didn't like really have an issue with like, I didn't live there, but like, as far as I know, they didn't have an issue with crime. It just was like you know, it's Pittsburgh and the whole surrounding area are very, you know, working class people. And it's just, you know, it was just what it was. But it has like had a resurgence in the last few years where it's just like, God, this is a beautiful little city now. We were flying in over top of it. And I'm like, God, that looks nice. I could spend some time in there. Maybe we need to move tech to Pittsburgh. That would be fun.
There you go. But I always find when I go visit the East is it's just older. It's just that's where things started, right? So there's some charm in that of the older parts, but it also looks older. And and we're used to, you know, all the new stuff we have out here.
Well, it's not only that it's older. Like, everything is built with brick. So, like, you're sitting in a house, or you're sitting in a restaurant, and you learn, oh yeah, this restaurant was where, you know, this and this happened back during the Civil War. It's like, wait, this restaurant right here, this Jersey Mike's was like around during the Civil War. Yeah, it's just when we took the kids. So the kids, we take them. I'm from Maryland, obviously. Not obviously, but I'm from Maryland, D.C. area. So we've taken the kids back a few times, gone to the museums when they were really small, and they never really had an appreciation for it. Last time we took the kids back, they were older teenagers. I don't think they were out of high school yet, but they might have been seniors in high school, maybe juniors. I don't remember. But it was the fall, and we were in Annapolis. It was picture perfect. I mean, there were like all these beautiful colored leaves all on the ground and all in the trees. And it was cold enough where you could actually wear a jacket, like be happy you're wearing a jacket, and like not start boiling underneath. And it was just like a perfect moment. You know, we're down there by the Chesapeake, and we did like that one thing. Like, we went to the federal, I forget what it's called, like the federal building or something, which is like this restaurant. And of course, it had all this history associated with it. It's right up against the Naval Academy. So, yeah, I totally get what you're talking about. We were just talking about that recently, as a matter of fact, just how rich it is with, I guess, European history, right? I mean, all the country has history depending on your culture and your background. Like, Southern California is very meaningful for people who have that history, but... Yeah, I miss back East. It's every now and then fun. Why are we that's the wrong dates, wrong words. Everything about that PHP Tech is incorrect.
Huh? What do you mean everything's PHP wrong? Tech? Why is it
what
wrong?
What does it say? What did you just say?
What? It's PHP Tech 2027, April 27th to 29th?
That's not what I'm seeing.
Oh my goodness, what are you talking about? It's correct on YouTube.
All right.
You and your computer, you got to figure that out.
I'm telling you, I'm getting ready you're to agree 20, with you.
You're seeing 2026 on it?
I'm seeing 2026, May 19th through 21st.
I wonder if that's I think that's just a restream issue because you have the captions. Maybe. And I edited it. I changed the text, but it didn't update on your side for whatever reason.
Okay, I'll buy it. As weird as my system's being right now, I'll leave anything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah, Holly, Joe. Thank you so much for covering for us and while we were out. We appreciate you guys did a fantastic job.
We think you probably need to take over permanently. You do a better job than we do. You see how much work they put into it? They have documents and stuff they're going to talk about. It's like professional. Yeah. Shit, isn't
we
it?
We can have that conversation. I'm not opposed, but yeah, it's, we'll see how it goes. But
yeah. All right. So you're back. How's your work week been?
Work's been great. Say something. No, work's been great. So right before we left, I was, you know, involuntarily teasing something that I was working on. I cannot believe this is happening right now. Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you fine. It's about to crash. Is that what you're saying?
I mean to stop doing this for a living. I'm just not good at it. Come on. Holy smokes. Jesus, man. I'm having a day, I tell you. So, yeah, I teased I was working on something, but I didn't get it done before the show. And I want to share it now, but God knows if it's going to work or not. But if you're in our Discord, you know what it is. PHP Architect took over the Laravel magazine brand, and I spent a couple weeks rebuilding it because it was a static site, which I'm not a fan of anyway. So I just rebuilt it. I'm trying to share. Is it sharing? Can you see it?
Yep. I can.
Oh, you can see it? It's on the screen?
Yeah. It's on the stream too.
My God, I fucking hate my life. All right, fine. We need new computers. I don't get what's happening right now. Like, how are you seeing this stuff and I'm not? Okay, anyways, Laravel Magazine. It's a thing now. PHP Architect is behind it now. And
now you're gone. A couple things we need to fix on here. I'll try and talk to you. If you ever come back about it, some of the tags are issues here. Yep, he's gone. I don't know what's going on here. For real, time to upgrade his machine or do something. I think I told him to just start over. On Laravel Magazine, I know he's been working on our consulting page, and that does look a lot better than what we have on PHP Architect, on phparch.com. So, we need to fix that.
All week, John. I had a problem all week. I couldn't.
Maybe it's me.
On the show.
Now you're not sharing anymore.
Whatever. I should just drop off. So Holly and Sarah are the new permanent hosts of PHP Arc podcasts because I can't seem to stay running long enough. I don't know where I left off. Laravel Magazine, PHP Architect. I'm happy to have it. It's fun. I'm, you know, writing articles and blah, blah. So yeah, I'm thinking about having other people be able to contribute to the magazine, to the site, Laravel Magazine. Well, we have no intentions right now of actually making the magazine like PHP Architect. To be clear, it never was a magazine. It was always just the website. So I think that's just how we're going to keep it. We may start pulling content off of the website into the magazine because I really wouldn't mind having a Laravel column in the magazine. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. A few things we need to fix on that homepage, but we'll talk about that later.
Really? I've been working on this for weeks. Nobody's
I know, complained and about anything. I appreciate it. I just now seeing because you brought it up. What?
Now I don't know what it is.
Well, the code formatting, when we bring it into this view, like it's fine when you go to that carbon handling tips,
mm-hmm.
but the code doesn't format in this view.
Down here.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
And then
I was actually thinking about pulling it out or just adding fewer words. So it's all done in Markdown.
Right. And then the little tags there, the Laravel /tips.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs some more like love and care.
This or this here up here.
The
so
top,
it shows
the,
up here.
Right. It's just some of them are hard to read. Like that blade covers up the one, that top right one.
Really? You're gonna take this much interest in it now?
No. I told you I had no interest in it when you said you wanted to take it over. To be fair. Man.
See, this is my life, and I'm all excited about something I do, and John just knocks me the fuck down, says, no, it sucks. All right, we're done talking about this.
It doesn't suck.
We're done. I'm excited. We don't need to talk about it.
Boy, you sound like the person I was telling you about before this show.
Now. How about you? How has your back to coding life worked out?
It's been all right. Been
yes, I was. Thank you for the link. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, good job. Going back to that real quick, I know you put a lot of love and care into that, and I think it looks great. You're also put a lot of love and care into working on the new PHP Arch site. We'll get that live eventually. I know you want to talk about that with me.
Yeah.
I know you do a shit ton of work. Sometimes something pops up. I'm like, oh, and I noticed something and I was just sharing. But overall, you do a hell of a lot better than I do.
Welcome to the code review, a new PHP podcast. I love it.
I've been working on a big feature for Foamburner. Finally got it mostly across the finish line, which is great. So I recorded a little screencast and sent it off to the people that care. So I'm excited about that. Put a lot of hard work into it. And then while that's being looked at, it's not. it's a very proof of concept thing. And of course, same thing, right? I feel like I put all this work into it and I put it out and I have one person like, Amir, we got this issue and compliance and blah, blah. It's like, this is a proof of concept. I'm not there yet. It's like, I know those things need to be factored in eventually, but so I feel your pain. I too get people knocking me down. Like, yeah, it's cool, but this and that. And then on top of that, I've been doing like just a crap ton of code review, but it's from non-developers that are opening pull requests with Claude. So now I'm in that weird position of I'm trying to do proper code review and I send back suggestions, but all they're going to do is take that and put it into Claude and let Claude make the changes. I'm not really, like, code review is supposed to help a developer become better, right? Mm. When you make a suggestion, it's not to be insulting, it's to say, hey, if you did it this way, blah, 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 so that they can, one, learn from it and then hopefully know about that in the future. And now I'm wondering, should I be taking that level of care or do I just make the changes? Like, I'm doing it through the GitHub interface with a suggested change. I could easily do that and then just hit commit and like change their PR.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I think about it, I'm not really trying to help them be a better developer because they don't care about development. All they're going to do is ask Claude to build something. So what's your advice? What do I do?
I don't know. I mean, it's honestly a tough question because this is where I always think that there are these levels of our industry. And you get down to core people like you and I who really appreciate the art of development and who really invest time in learning not only the best way to do things, but why it's the best way and trying to figure out ways to implement and things like that. Like I said, I am not discounting AI. I think AI is a great tool, especially in the hands of people like us, right? But you got people who aren't like that. They don't care about the code, right? You know, they're just trying to get work done. And I like to say that there's a way to change that. I don't think there is. The one thing I will say about the people at that level, like people who are developers who were pretty good developers, but are now, you know, even better developers with AI, but still don't care about the art of development, right? I will say, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't just have an expectation that AI is always going to take care of stuff. But even if it does, like with me, I try to learn from the way AI implemented something and see if I agree with it or don't agree with it. And I'll even ask it questions of, hey, why did you do it this way? I have that back and forth. One thing I'll say about that, and the reason why I say take that time to make that investment is take a step back as a developer. If you're not that person, take a step back and say, hey, does it matter if I get this done in an hour or 2 hours? Like, if I get this done in an hour, am I just going to be given something else to do in the next hour? Or should I take a little bit more time and really improve my art?
Mm-hmm.
It could be bullshit, but it's just how I feel. It's like the reverse of why we as a company are on a retainer. And the conversation that John and I had, is I said, the hourly rate charge thing never made sense to me. Because if I'm a contractor and I'm having you pay me by the hour, I have zero motivation to get stuff done quick. Like, the more hours I work, the more I can charge you until you get mad at me and, you know, want to kick me off. So, mm-hmm. like, I could be the smartest guy in the world, get something done in 15 minutes. But, you know, somebody else that you go to hire, it will take them 2 days to get it done because they're not as good. So why should I get penalized for being good? It's kind of mm-hmm. like that. It's like, just don't rush to get stuff done. You, unless you own the company, unless you own the product, there's no benefit to that. Mm-hmm. That's how I've always felt. And I know I could be screaming into an empty void because there are few people who are going to tune into a live podcast about development. I mean, you know, like, those people don't care. They're not watching podcasts. They're not going to conferences. They're just not that invested in it. I'm just saying, if you are that person, continue to be that person. Don't just because AI's come around and it's getting your work done quick, don't just take it for granted. Continue being the learner that you had always been. Continue to learn the code. Learn other codes. Learn other frameworks. Just continue to learn, because that's what's going to differentiate you in the future. When AI really gets good, when AI really gets dialed in, the thing that's going to differentiate us as developers are the ones that understand development. So that's my soapbox for the day.
Yeah. I mean, while I was on my vacation, and I'm out in the middle of the woods, so I had no signal. At some point, I came up and see some chatter, like, because somebody used AI to build something and they didn't go through the paces, or it wasn't very well reviewed. Of course, there's downtime, and it doesn't show up until the next morning when people are using it. And all of a sudden, everyone's scrambling, like trying to figure out what's going on. And then they end up having to revert some code because it wasn't well reviewed. And so I'm trying to be diligent in my reviews, but also realizing that my responses are going, they're not being taken to heart in a, oh, well, I can make this better because of this. It's more of a, all right, Clyde, you did this wrong. This person's telling me to do it this way. And of course, Clyde's going to be like, yeah, they're right, even if I'm not right. So that's the other problem, right? Right. It's Clyde's going to take that feedback and want to make that person happy.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to take a moment and thank our partners for today?
Sure. Right.
That partner would be...
We're going to go with CodeRabbit.
There we go. That works.
Thank you to our partners over...
Okay, I can't click it. Episode.
Code reviews are critical but time-consuming. CodeRabbit acts as your AI co-pilot, providing instant code review comments and potential impacts of every pull request. Beyond just flagging issues, CodeRabbit provides one-click fix suggestions and lets you define custom code quality rules using AST grep patterns, catching subtle issues that traditional static analysis tools might miss. CodeRabbit reviews 1 million PRs every week across 3 million repositories and is used by 100,000 open source projects. CodeRabbit is free for all open source repos. Get started today by visiting phpa.me/CodeRabbit. Again, that is phpa.me/CodeRabbit. Thank you, CodeRabbit. We need to talk to Joe. Cannot hear you again. Nope, still can't hear you. What did you break?
Oh, boy. Are you there?
Yep, now I can hear you. We need to bring Joe on the either back on, or I'm very curious. Looking at the generics RFC, and it got shut down while we've been gone the past 2 weeks, and very sad about that. And I see that Joe abstained, and now I'm wondering, if did they change it? Like, if it shows abstain on the voting, is it an active abstain, or is it a they haven't voted yet? I think it's active abstain. I think they have to go in and say I abstain. And
I think so as well. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious why he abstained. Mm-hmm. I was excited about this in the sense that it wasn't checking generics in real time or at runtime. It was just going to be a way to document your code Because right now we can do that, but all of the static and static analyzers do it however they want to do it. And for the most part, they agree on most of the syntax, but it's not like part of the core. So PHP Stan may do it one way, Sol may do it another way. PHP Storm is trying to know what all of the players are doing and trying to take that all into account. So it was exciting that it would be part of your code so that all the static analyzers would read it the same way, but kind of be ignored when it was brought into opcode so that your code would continue running as is. And I think it even says here in the RFC that this would be like a great first step because so many people want the runtime checks, but why not get this into place first and then worry about that part? So we at least get benefit.
Sarah said she voted no and I explained why in last week's episode.
Yeah, I guess I should have watched.
Go listen to that. Yeah. Running that what I was I don't remember that's how much attention I was paying.
I think I saw the first like 5 or 10 minutes and then had to bail and meant to go back and I never did because I'm terrible.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go listen to that, Sarah.
I am curious about something. I don't know if I can do this in real time or not, but well, I mean I can kind of do it in real time. Let me pull this up. Why this is pulling up real fast before I forget, let me share this tab. Before I forget, we have started uploading the talks from PHP Tech 2026. So if you have a phptech.tv subscription, the talks are there. If you don't, we have a few free talks where we've talked to the presenter and they were like, oh yeah, feel free to make my talk free. I'm pretty sure Ben Ramsey said we can make his free as well. So I probably need to make this one free. Also, if you weren't aware, we have made some improvements to PHP Tech TV over the years. Now it keeps track of how much of the video you watch. You have John to thank for that. John actually wrote some code so that it would track how much of the show, how much of the tape you watched, video you watched. And
showing your
I don't think it picks back up. So like if I click on, for example, this, I don't think it picks back up. Yeah.
Actually,
we can probably make that happen.
Actually, I can't remember. It's been over a year since I've done it, but I think maybe I did.
We're going to find out here real fast. Let's see. Oh, it does. It did pick back up. I think. No. Why is this so small? No, it didn't. Never mind. I love the intro, man. Well, that's not good. What happened? did I drop it again?
No, you're still here, but your videos are buffering.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get off that. Okay, so... got to stop it. Wait. Jesus, where was that? Over here. Let's explain now. We're going to transition to that here in a second. Great intro again from our digital team. Do appreciate that. Okay, so Artisan Build is one of the partners with PHP Architect. I say that to make it clear that this is not any favoritism or anything, and I have legitimate questions here. I looked for it earlier and I couldn't find it, but after PHPverse, and I do know this is still up, I just don't want to cut over to the next scene yet. Let me just go back to library. Actually, let's get a landing page here. After PHPverse this year, you know, Nuno was on that, right? As well as Nuno was co-hosting with, I can never remember Brent. His name.
Brent.
Yeah. So he was co-hosting with Brent. And then I saw a couple podcasts like post PHPverse that they refer to it as the PHP internals podcast, or I thought that's what I heard. But like I said, I went back to look and couldn't find it. Now there was a PHP internals podcast years ago. Derek did it. Derek Ravens, the XDebug guy, did a PHP podcast for PHP internals. I think he hasn't done that for four 4 years or 5 years. Or he hasn't done it for a while. And everybody wants a PHP internals podcast. So I think Nuno's doing one either for internals or for PHP Foundation. I'm not positive. Matter of fact, if anybody knows, Sarah, if you happen to know and confirm or deny what I'm saying is true. But so there's a podcast out there that Nuno does, and he does a great job. I love watching. He's one of the, I think he has dethroned me as one of the more excited people about PHP, talking about PHP, because he gets really ramped up. But he actually, like, you know, spits knowledge. I just ramble. He actually talks, like, makes sense with what he's saying. But when I went looking for it, because I wanted to talk about it on the show, I stumbled upon another podcast that claims to be This Week in PHP Internals. And I don't think this is an official PHP Internals, because it's not on any of their sites. It's actually on Artisan Build. So there are 4 episodes out there for this week in PHP Internals. It's a good, very, you know, straight to the point kind of podcast. So I say all that to say, and to loop it way back to how we were talking about caring about the art of development, is we're in a good time now. Like, podcasts and these people sharing and things happening in the PHP ecosystem is like starting to ramp up again. So I don't mind sharing this stuff. You know, we've never been one of these people that wanted to hoard everybody and, you know, all 7 of our viewers to just our channel. We like sharing. So feel free to, if you talk to any of these people, if you like any of their stuff, first thing, let us know if you like it, because I would definitely be curious to know. And if you talk to any of them, let them know that we turned you guys on. But I would be very curious if there is an official Foundation or Internals podcast.
I never understand, like, videos that are reversed. And I don't know if that's, like, when I look at ours, you can read our magazines in the back, like, it's things mm-hmm. are proper, but on his screen, all of his videos obviously backwards. I don't know if that's just
I didn't even notice that.
I see it a lot in videos, and is it a conscious decision? Like, did they flip it on purpose, or is it they didn't check the box logo. The books in the background? He's got a poker book. Now I'm curious what poker book and why, but yeah, it's those little things. It's just jarring. Like, why is it backwards?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, this guy does a good job. I don't know who he is, which I'm always like self-conscious about that, because I'm like, I feel like I know everybody in the PHP ecosystem, or I've at least heard of people. So like, when I come across somebody I don't know, I'm like, where'd this person come from? And how are you so good at this? I think he's AI. Until I meet him in person, I'm saying this person's AI. I don't know who he is. He's AI.
He's AI, and AI made all of the video backwards. Reverse. AI is that bad at video, it can reverse everything.
Oh my god.
So wait,
why are we so bad at this? Like, why is everybody come in and so much better at this than we are? I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
Because
we're just not good at it. But we enjoy doing it
too long, and it's just fun hanging out and just chatting. Even if we had the part 1 or 2 like views. Least about it. It's the only time I talk to you. You avoid me every other time.
It really is becoming that. Like, we're running this company, but you know, our clientele has, like, not fragmented, but like, we have these clear divides now, and there's less of like, John and I have been working together so long as far as building this company. It used to be like we would consult each other for pretty much every decision we made, like, just to make sure we were thinking the same way. And now it's like, you know, like, we're pretty sure we know how each other thinks, and we make a lot of calls without checking in. And yeah, we can go a few days without talking. It's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. So I have an interest. Do you have any cool PHP stuff to talk about? Because I have one that's not super cool, but it's one of these things that kind of interests me.
I just have another RFC that I've been watching, this RFC Friends. don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I would use it per se, but it's interesting in the fact right. that it allows
you it to me. Also adding support for friendship in PHP.
It's about it really comes down to inheritance, because right now you have public, private, and protected. And unless you are extending a class, you don't get access to another class's protected or private properties.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to say these aren't related in a way, but it's okay that this other class has access to my attributes. And again, of course,
I'm struggling to understand why this is here.
I wish I was better at this stuff, but the user builder in this example, so user and the user builder is the friend, has access to set private properties within the user.
So why would you make it private?
Instead of having to do it in the constructor, that's a problem with example code within things like this. It's very not real world per se. But if you think about, you know, having just two things, a user ID and a name, seems very easy. That can be part of a constructor. But if you had a builder that does a whole lot more, and you don't want to have, you know, 1,000 setters on your object, like your user, you can say, hey, this user builder is a friend of mine. It can access my private properties and set data for me. But outside of that, once it's built, you can't. So it's
Sarah
interesting.
In chat says friend is useless and unnecessary until the moment that it's not. Like, are we talking about friends? Like, you know, I need to get bailed out of jail? Because I totally see that there. Are you talking about this friend?
that's how I'm a friend to you. I'm useless until
you need me. If I ever need to get bailed out of jail, you're the person I'm calling. I don't know how to take your comment, Sarah. Like, are you saying that it's actually something that will be needed? Like, if it's one of those things that people wish they had and don't think about
it? I think so. It's one of those, it's not necessary. There's workarounds for it, but once you use it and you realize, oh, this is a good use case, it's like, makes things easier.
Yeah.
That and we all need friends. It's just a weird syntax to me.
It is a weird syntax. I can hear people talking about how woke PHP has become or something, which is not a bad thing. I don't care. I've never understood that insult. Like, how is being woke like a negative thing? But whatever. We live in strange times.
But that we do. Yeah, so I'm interested in this. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's voted yes or no on it yet. And the poll's closed.
It's not up for voting yet, is it? Discussion thread. I don't think there's any voting yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Status under discussion.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one I'm going to watch just out of curiosity. Learn something new. I actually learned about this at Tech, and it's been on my list, but we've had other things to discuss.
Fucking Tech was great.
Learn all sorts of
all
cool
things
stuff.
All things considered, Tech. Every year just kind of wrong. It's not because of us. I want to be clear. It's not that we're putting in a good conference. I mean, we think the conference is, you know, okay. It's the people who attend that just blow me out of the water every year. Like, I just, oh man, I'm always very impressed with the people who show up to have conversations at Tech. I'm always impressed. Always impressed. So, if you can get Tech next year, we'd love to see you. Like I said, great people. You can't stress it enough. You miss out on so much if all you're doing is the virtual stream. Just miss out on so much. Speaking of which, you have an elephant for me. I need to get with you and get my elephant. I need to put him behind me. Although I don't really have a lot of space for
I know. I had my Holly sitting right here, and then my kid had a birthday party this past weekend, and he's like, wanted me to show off the elephant. So I took it out and was playing around. I was like holding it and like loving on the elephant. And then it's sitting on my table here. I got to bring it back in. But same thing. I'm running out of room to display anything.
Every week now, it's the same word. It's the same thing. And I ban them every week. You have to go to Twitch to ban them, but.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
I'll ban them here as well. Drives me nuts, man.
Yeah. I guess
so. Those complex scope rules, packages, level, visibility, sealed class, or methods. I think that's really unnecessary. Simpler design is almost always better, I'm sure is what I meant to say.
Yeah. I agree. It's just, again, it's not useful until it is, until you find a use for it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I can use that here.
That's interesting. So it looks like the Code Lord at Orax, who is Holly, actually says the friend model is a special case of the surfaces model I proposed a few years back. That's interesting. So I kicked and screamed against Swift's lack of the protected access modifier. This is also Holly, but after a bit of using it, I had to admit they are right. Real. Interesting. This is the thing. Always changing.
So, Holly, when you say that they don't have protected, so that does Swift only have private and public? So basically, if it's private, nobody has access to your stuff except for you, or it's public and then everyone, even if it's not extending your class. That's the assumption I'm going with.
Interesting.
That would be frustrating, though. Yeah. But I have also abused inheritance over the years. I've gotten better. I don't do it as much as I used to. But I used to be one of those, I've got a base class and then everything extends it and just becomes a nightmare. Then I've also done the whole dynamic class, like build a class name from strings and then instantiate it, which in theory was always really cool. Like I was really trying to adhere to the open close principle. Like just because I'm doing something over here, I shouldn't have to touch this code here, but that really screws with the tools like PHP Storm find usages. So now it looks like none of your code's being used.
You want to hear something weird? I talked about it a while, and I want to state one more time, I feel like it's necessary to state this every time. I'm not slamming JetBrains and I'm not slamming PHP Storm. I have no issue with PHP Storm. But a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago now, I made the decision to cancel my PHP Storm renewal because we were paying for the professional version. I canceled my renewal, which I'm not even sure when that actually was, but it's canceled. It's not going to renew. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do VS Code. Now, the reason I did this, again, has nothing to do with PHP Storm. I just was doing so much more in AI with Cloud Code and then just making smaller changes myself where, I wanted something done a particular way, that it paying that licensing fee for PHP Storm was just making less and less sense to me. And I paid for the full package. So I wasn't just paying for Storm. I paid for all their products. So I'm perfectly fine saying, hey, they got enough of my money. So I started using VS Code. Again, I've talked about this before because I always want to be able to explain to somebody how to use an editor who is a PHP developer, especially new PHP developers. But to be completely fair and transparent, I also started working more with my Vim configuration, because that's what I was before I was PHP Store. And man, have I fallen back in love with it. And it's funny because I started, when I had PHP Storm, I have a wide monitor. So I would have PHP Storm in the middle, and I typically had a browser on one side and Slack on the other. That was my setup, right? And I use a Raycast, and Raycast allowed me to move these windows around pretty easily. So as I started using InVim more, and I've always been a Tmux user, my terminal kept expanding to the point now. So it went from just in the middle to it was like taking up 2/3 of my screen to now my terminal is like another screen you know how Mac has the ability to go to different, desktops in Linux. Mm-hmm. So now I have my terminal open in a completely other screen and I have to switch back to another screen to, you know, when I actually want to look at the browser. And it's just like, it just keeps growing. I just can't stop it, man. I love working in the terminal. Working in the terminal to me is just so satisfying. I do so much. I even got Slack running in my terminal, which it was overkill and I know better, but it was just like a fun thing to do. But like I'll run Spotify in the terminal where I can like start and stop my music or pick music to play. I got problems, man. I got problems. I need to go back to.
Yeah. But yeah.
That is true.
Crazy. All right. Where are we at on time? Well, we are long on time.
Yeah. I agree.
All right.
It's been fun being back. That sounds good.
What'd you say? Sorry, we're back.
I said it's fun being back.
Oh.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I like it.
Hello.
I can hear you. I just don't care.
Work to do.
I've got this show. To do. Listen to me.
Thanks, everyone. We appreciate you. He did freeze. Oh, this is hilarious. We're going to end just like that. We didn't start late. What are you talking about? We started the same time we always start. Nice try, Jeffrey. One of these days, I'll learn how to actually use this system and know how to do things. But right now, I don't. Eric, come back. Ah, there we go. Beep, 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 beep. Where did he go? He doesn't like us. All right. Thanks, everyone.
This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.